AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. World Central Kitchen has stopped its Gaza aid operation after an Israeli airstrike killed seven of its workers. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it was an unintended strike on innocent people in the Gaza Strip. The victims include three British nationals and an American-Canadian dual citizen.
We shouldn't have a situation where people who are simply trying to help their fellow human beings are themselves at grave risk.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is again urging Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. Israeli spokesman David Mercer says investigations have already started.
We will adjust practices as a result.
Celebrity chef Jose Andres's World Central Kitchen has been key to the new sea route several countries work to open in hopes of getting far more aid into Gaza. Now, ships carrying 240 tons of aid have turned back a day after arriving. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping talked about Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security issues in a call meant to demonstrate a return to regular leader-to-leader dialogue between the U.S. and China. Friends and neighbors have put up a memorial to the workers who were killed when Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last week. The victims were described as immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Fernando Sachi is one of the organizers.
It's very hard for those people, you know. You go to work and you never know if you're going to come back.
Two workers survived. Two bodies were found in a submerged pickup, and four more men are presumed dead in Baltimore. Ukrainian drones attacked one of Russia's biggest oil refineries and a drone factory in a Russian province in what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike inside Russian territory. This is AP News. His daughter says comedian Joe Flaherty died after a brief illness. He was 82. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Joe Flaherty was born Joseph O. Flaherty in Pittsburgh. He dropped the O because another actor had that name.
Count Floyd here.
Flaherty created characters like horror TV host Count Floyd, news anchor Floyd Robertson, and talk show host Sammy Maudlin for the sketch series SCTV. He won two Emmys for writing for SCTV.
You will not make this putt.
Flaherty also was the heckler in the movie Happy Gilmore, and he played the dad on the series Freaks and Geeks. He later served as an artist in residence at Humber College in Toronto. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Overall, Nielsen says TV ratings are up for the NCAA men's college basketball tournament. The Elite Eight game between North Carolina State and Duke on CBS produced the largest audience for an Easter Sunday telecast on any network in 11 years. NC State won that game. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.